Den CD-Tipp von der Woche von Radio Ara wird euch präsentiert von der Wochenzeitung Vox. Vox, die andere Wochenzeitung.
Hi, it's Richard again from The Offbeat Show, and I'm back with my CD-Tipp for this week. I've selected the recently released album from singer-songwriter Joe Jackson. The album is called Hope and Fury, and it came out in April through Ear Music. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, Joe Jackson has been in the music business since the end of the 1970s, and this is now his 22nd studio album. The record is perhaps quite a modest work, structurally speaking. It contains just 9 tracks, several of which are quite short, at less than 4 minutes. So the whole album consumes only about 35 minutes of listening time. It may be quite concise, but on the other hand, it is possibly one of his most eclectic albums in many years. The music seems to be a bit of a melange of every style Joe Jackson has covered, and there have been many, during his 47-year career. But at the same time, he has created a whole new sound as well. Today's selection is one of the shorter tracks on the album, running at just under 3 minutes. The style echoes his brilliant 1982 album, Night and Day, which showed his fascination for New York's multi-ethnic music scene, while also paying tribute to the wit and style of Cole Porter. This is quite a jazzy number then. It's called I'm Not Sorry.
For all the dams that I never gave, and for every damn whale that I failed to save. For every little fad I didn't chase, and every little fool who just didn't like my face. For every flag I didn't choose to fly, and all the crocodile tears I refused to cry.
From the album Hope and Fury. You heard the track I'm Not Sorry, and that was from Joe Jackson. The album was released in April through Ear Music. Tune in tomorrow for the third track.
Den CD-Tipp von der Woche von Radio Ara gauf ich präsentiert von der Wochenzeitung Vox.
Vox, wen sie nicht liest, kann nicht mehr schwätzen.